Welcome to chapter 9, Mishnah 7. Nasan lo es hakeren. So if he gives him the principle, the nishpalo ala chomesh, and he swears on the fifth. So we're still dealing with this case of where he swears falsely, he takes something, let's say, and then he says, I haven't got it. And then he makes him swear, and then he admits, he swears falsely that he hasn't got it. And then he makes him, you know, later he comes forward and he confesses that actually he did have it, and actually he swore falsely. So he has to pay back the capital, plus a fifth as like a fine, and he has to bring the sacrifice. So what happens if this guy is a bit of a compulsive liar, so what he does is he goes through that whole cycle, and then he like actually does pay back the capital, and then the guy comes to him and says, and where's the fifth? And he says, no, I've already paid you back the fifth. And not only that, but he swears that he pays him back the fifth. So then, Harezem Mishalom Chomesh Ala Chomesh. So if afterwards he has a regret again, then he's got to, then the fifth becomes the capital, if you know what I mean. And now he's got to pay back the fifth, plus another fifth, because he did it again. He lied about the fifth.
A fifth of the new capital.
Yeah, fifth of the fifth. A fifth of the fifth, right. Achit she's ma'at et hakeren pachas mishavaputa. Until the amount becomes less than a shavaputa. The minute it becomes the capital amount, becomes less than a putta, then you don't swear anymore. That's too small to warrant adding a fifth on.
I'll pay you one bean.
Yeah. And actually he's got a whole thing over here, the card here. I mean, I don't know if you want to look through it, but he's got like a, so if the first amount was 32, then the fifth would be 8, because the fifth is actually a fourth, eh? It's a fourth of the total. It's a fourth of the total, which comes out to 5 parts, if you know what I'm saying. So if the first amount was 32, then the fifth would be 8. So if he pays back the 32 and then does a dodgy on the 8, so then he would have to pay back the 8 and it'd add another 2. If he does it again, then the fifth of the 2, it would be a half. So then it would be less. So at that point, he would stop paying a fifth. You know, he won't stop lying. That's compulsive. The chen bepikadon, and so too with the deposit. Shenemar, as it says. Now this is the pasuk in Vayikra, which learns out all of these things. Pikadon, which is a deposit, besumes yad, which is a loan, or begazel, or if he steals something, or ashak es amiso, or if he deceives or whatever, like his friend, you know, defrauds almost. Oy matza aveda, or he finds a lost article, and then v'chisheshba, and then he denies that he finds it, v'nishba al sheker, and he takes an oath and he lies on the oath. That's the pasuk that we learn all of this out from. Harezem mishalom, keren v'chomesh v'ashem. So such a person would pay back the capital and the fifth, and he would bring an ashem offering. Hechan pikadoni, so changing topic a little bit, how does the Picard on the deposit one work? Amaloi says to him, Avad, Heichan Pikidoni. So the guy says to the other one, gives him something to keep for him, I'll give El my watch to keep for me, then I'll come and I'll say, you know, where is it? And what watch? And he says, Avad, it's lost, I don't know what it is. So then the person says, Mashbiacha Ani, you know, swear to me that it is lost. Amar Amen, and he says Amen, like he takes the oath basically. The idim idim oisa she'achalu. Okay, so watch doesn't work. But let's say then someone comes and says you ate it. Two witnesses come and say you ate it. So watch wouldn't be a good example. Let's say a cheesecake. I deposit my cheesecake with you, and then then the witness come and say he never lost it. He ate it. So in this case, Says the Mishnah, Mishalom Keren, he pays the capital, right? He pays the capital, but because he didn't confess, see the whole thing of paying the thing and a fifth and bringing an asham, an offering, is only where he later has regret and he comes and confesses that he did it. But over here, he didn't come and confess. Witnesses came and bust him that he ate it. So in this case over here, he would pay back the capital, but he wouldn't pay back any of the other things. But if he confesses himself, that's the case where he pays the capital plus the fifth plus the offering.